Let's go right to the phones and let's pick up Deanne in Redmond, Washington. I'm sorry, and she's going to be adopting a daughter. That's wonderful.
And well, this is my. It's going to be a new granddaughter.
Okay, granddaughter.
And thank you for taking my call, Dr. Marshall. I'm a devout fan. And I have been talking to my daughter about not using the on-the-market formulas, and I'm wondering what you might recommend.
Well, okay.
They're bringing the baby right from the hospital. She will have had, you know, nothing.
Yep. And how old is your daughter who will be adopting her?
She's 47.
47. Well, you know, in other countries, they stimulate the pituitary so that the adoptee could do the breastfeeding, which would be a wonderful thing.
I've read about that. Uh-huh.
And short of that, my next choice would be a wet nurse if we can't do that. And this is what we did in this country until post-World War II.
Yes, I think my dad talked about that when he was a child.
And everything else is going to be second class. However, I would say the baby formulas are about 25th class because they're missing so many key nutrients for the development of the brain and for the child. So, okay, if these are options are out, and boy, I'll tell you, I would work hard for a wet nurse, and I think that would be a wonderful thing, and I actually think that seeing a medical doctor and possibly stimulating that pituitary so that she could begin to lactate herself would give such a wonderful connection between her and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not been a cigarette smoker...
No, never.
It's something I would seriously...
No
serious,
bad habits of it, no drinking, no nothing of any kind, ever.
She might be a wonderful wet nurse herself. That would be obviously the hands-down most important choice. Now, if I'm forced to feed this child directly, the first thing that I have to keep in mind is that the intestine is not ready for food. So the child cannot digest cooked food of any kind. I mean, you can give it to him, and the child may make it through, but it's going to be a real mess. The reason that breastfeeding exists is to give the body time enough to develop the intestine so it can handle food. And that takes a minimum of 12 to 18 months. So the ideal breastfeeding time is about 18 months, with the absolute minimum being about 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if we fail to do this, hundreds and hundreds of things don't happen in the body. Okay? So now if we are forced to provide ordinary food to this child, the first thing that I like is carrot and celery juice, because it will deliver more calcium and minerals than milk, and it will be easily digested. And the reason I'm not a milk fan is just about all you can get is homogenized and pasteurized milk, and that is a disaster. Weston Price, some 75-80 years ago, showed he would take a calf. He would take a mother, a cow that had given birth to two calves at the same time, and he would feed one the milk from the mother that had been pasteurized, and the other one the milk from the mother unpasteurized, 100% of the time. And he did this many times, at least three or four times that I'm aware of. 100% of the time, within 30 days, the calf gotten the pasteurized milk was dead. Okay, now we humans are tougher than those calves, so we survive, but we take our licks to do it. So don't even think about milk, and formula is the laughing, our American formula, the laughing stock of Europe, very sadly.
Oh, I know it is.
And boy, do we need to do some work, and we've begun to make changes, but boy, we are like a slow, like trying to move a rusty gate, you know, slow moving. So carrot and celery juice would be the mainstay. The child would get 4 to 6 ounces of this a day, and about 4 to 6 ounces of a good purified water or good ozonated spring water, something really nice and clean. And now mom is going to have to work, because the next step from here is to ferment raw vegetables and mushrooms and whatever food we want to feed this child so that no digestion will be required. And so she is going to be spending a lot of time doing this, because I do a little of this myself, and I had 148 or 9 recipes, and one of our computer servers ate my recipes.
Oh, my word.
And at my typing speed, that happened about 2 years ago, I haven't emotionally gotten to the point where I can type them in again. In fact, I'm going to get somebody to help me, because I really think it would be a godsend for her to have these. And I can tell you, if you just eat a little bit of this each day, it's a wonderful thing. But for this child, this could become the mainstay.
Okay, what do they do? You ferment them and puree them? And then
yeah, you I really can't take the time on the air here,
okay,
but I can
okay.
tell you that basically you grind them up. You add a tablespoon of water per cup of the ground-up vegetable. You add a half teaspoon, say, of miso or a really good vinegar like the vintage vinegar, and you then put them on a warming plate that's at least about 115, 120 degrees. You cover them up and let them sit there 4 to 6 hours, and they taste like you cooked them. They're very tasty, but these, they're ready to go. And the child can then become very, very strong. I would add some of the whey protein powder. I would add a little bit of the, these are things that are very, very easy to digest, but I would throw the whey protein powder right into the fermentation, so there's no digestive challenge of any kind for this child, and also a little bit of colostrum powder, because it's about as close as we can get to real breast milk. And those would be a wonderful beginning. You're going to need to probably give the child some greens mix. This would be the air-dried grasses. They could also be fermented. But these will help to get all the minerals and everything without trying to digest. Okay?
Okay.
You have a challenge before you. Okay,
yes.
Deanne?
Well, I want her to start out with the very best.
And if you do, then let me make one more suggestion, that you visit a website called thinktwice.com regarding vaccinations. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is something that this country is all wee, wee crazy about. Okay?
Yeah, I understand completely. I've read a great deal about that.
Good.